Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here.
Goodness, I was thinking that trolls were taking over my service here. Alrighty, although it is in Mercury in retrograde, and I said earlier in the week because I was a Virgo that things like that did not happen to me, but obviously they do. Although, and the reason I'm late, I do have to apologize, is, and this has started, this started probably about 2 months ago, but I never realized what was causing it. My phone, when I dial in, just very quickly, when I dial in, it didn't have a tone, and it was because I had turned off all of the things that I thought were unnecessary. So that was one of the reasons that I could not get into my studio. But now this having Carla sing the entry, I don't know why that wouldn't go off. But in any case, we are here. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Budget Weddings NYC for you. And today is Friday, the 16th of September. We're right smack dab in the middle of September. This is the end of summer. In fact, a friend of mine is performing at a loft, at a loft hotel in Harlem, for to end the summer season, and her name is Pamela Hamilton, Pam Ham. She's a virtuoso singer and violinist. But now, today on Budget Weddings NYC for you, I am doing a show about weddings, no-frills weddings, budget-friendly weddings, or small weddings. I'm going to call them all three of those. And this is in respect to a congratulatory shout-out to Chrissy and Ben. I have not met Ben yet, but they were recently engaged and actually had a ceremony, a civil ceremony, and they're going to have they're actually going to have two weddings. They're going to have a wedding here on this continent and another wedding on another continent. So they're having a two-continent wedding for their community and then two parties. Woohoo! Alrighty, so let's jump right in because I'm so late. I think I only have 18 minutes and I have lots of information for you. So thank Chrissy, thank Ben for proposing and Chrissy saying yes for all of this information that I'm going to impart to you. Now, first off, let me just tell you about how easy it is to get married here in New York with a civil ceremony. You could either, and when I say New York, I mean the metropolitan area, so that would include New York, New Jersey, and even Connecticut, although I did not, since I rarely go to Connecticut, which is unfortunate, But I rarely go to Connecticut. I did not get information in reference to Connecticut. But anyway, so say you want to go and have a civil ceremony, and then you're going to have either a friend do a community ceremonial wedding ceremony, or you're just going to have your party. So if you're in New York City, all you need to do is go down to the registrar's office, and that's the city clerk, in any of the five boroughs. I believe all five boroughs, I'm pretty sure since all five boroughs have mayors, that all five boroughs have city clerks. So you would go down to your city clerk's office, and you could go to Manhattan if you like, but it's going to be packed. I will tell you that. In any case, you would need either your birth certificate or state ID with proof of your citizenry, and also proof of your age, cash or money order for your license, and the application fee is $25. And then if you want to have them do ceremony, and I apologize for speaking quickly, but I do only have now 16 minutes, you pay that to the city clerk. And you just have to wait 24 hours prior to your wedding day, usually, to get to have your ceremony. And in New Jersey, you need state ID, proof of residency, social security card, or your driver's license number. And then if you're formally married, then you would need to bring in, for either place, either New York or New Jersey, you need to bring in your divorce certificate. And if you had a previous partner who has died, then you would also need a death certificate. And for both places, you need one witness. And for New Jersey, it's $25 in either cash or on a credit card. And for both places, the marriage certificate is good for 6 months. And after that, if you forget to get married in 6 months, then you have to pay all over again. And in New Jersey, you have to wait. You have a 72-hour hold on your wedding application. And that's before it goes into effect. Alrighty, so now, small wedding ideas. Why they're so easy is choice and, excuse me, I have to cough. It's really easy because with a small wedding, with a larger wedding, there are so many moving parts that people say that you have to have, but you don't have to have. Even if you're having a larger number of people, you don't have to have all of the various components that traditionally go into a wedding. That's all up to you. You don't have to follow any of the magazines. You don't even have to follow my book, New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable, which is still on Kindle, and it will probably be on Kindle for another 2 weeks, and then I'm taking it off. I'll keep the small book, The 11 Secrets, up. In any case, brand new last year, but everything has changed very quickly, as you know. Anyway, so you might be, for your smaller wedding, interested in having, as I said, either another ceremony for a friend of yours or me. In Chrissy's case, I am an officiant, a wedding officiant, and I can marry or officiate them in either state. Shameless plug there, twice there. Anyway, so what you can do is you get to pick and choose various items, components of a wedding, and you can make it as interesting as you would like. You have a theme party, don't have a theme, whatever you like, and you have within your party, you have music and dancing. Or maybe you just want to talk with friends, or you could have your ceremony, of course, whatever that might be. Then you could have also just have a sit down, have a dessert bar or just drinking, or you could have sit down or buffet or past hors d'oeuvres, whatever you desire. You could get a DJ, maybe a photographer, pick out your outfit, your theme, and have a hoedown, have a potluck. You could cater, have it catered or be catered to by your by your guests and have them bring all the food. I have a friend who did that for her wedding, and that's been 7 years, and it was delicious. I still remember it. It was delicious, where we all trotted out our best foods and talked to everyone. It was a lot of fun. There were no seats, but it was yummy, and it was fun. Wedding ideas, small weddings. Did you go to the clerk? I already talked about that. But for small weddings, you could do 50 casual, 50 or 50 casual or casual. You could, if you have 100 guests or less, and actually to me a small wedding is 80 or less, but if you have 100 people or less, actually less than 100 people, you could have in New York City metro area, you could go to the park and you could have a picnic there, which is another form of a potluck. And it doesn't have to look like it. You can scrimp and save it all because you're in a park with all this lush green and usually flowers all around. And so you save on flowers and it's just beautiful. On a gorgeous day like today, in a park, it would be just wonderful. Now, for instance, in East Orange, you could go to the Orange Park, and there's a fountain in the middle of that park, and there are ducks and geese and moths. Oh, it's just lush. So you could go to Central Park. You could go to Prospect Park in Brooklyn. You could go to Riverside Park, which is my absolute favorite park. You could go to, what's the name of that park, which to me really is Riverside Park, Uptown, don't remember. Anyway, you could also go to Fort Tryon Park, which is in upper Manhattan. You could go to various other parks all over the five boroughs. Robert Moses Park out on Long Island. Lush, beautiful. I love lush, beautiful parks. Or you could go to the beach. Don't forget, there are a number of beaches all over the five boroughs and the South Shore, in Jersey, and just various places. Places that you could have your ceremony and reception inside, just a few of them for a small wedding, is Morris Jumel Mansion in Harlem, Austin House out on Staten Island, of course, museums, small art galleries, and I have a number of places that are budget-friendly and fun to be married in and have a party in. Just give me a call. My number is 646-504-8067, or you can email me at CPF. Oh, I forgot to tell you who I am. This is Charlena PF. And CP, that's as in Charlena, Peter Frank, I guess. CPF at budgetweddingnyc.com, and I'll be more than happy to give you information. Alrighty, so I've named I also named the various places in New Jersey that you could have your all-inclusive wedding in various beautiful spaces in Jersey, right across the Hudson for no money or lots and lots of money. It depends on what you want. And that was a show 4 weeks ago right here on Blog Talk Radio, Budget Weddings NYC for you. Now, other venues, if you just want to have the ceremony, just the reception, you could go to your favorite restaurant of choice, maybe one where you met or maybe where you had your first date in a bar. You could go to a church meeting hall or parish hall. Cruise, and you could do a cruise to nowhere, which would go around New Jersey and New York Harbor. I already said a park. I'm going to get to the destination in weddings in just a second. In terms of food adjacent. You could have, of course, a small wedding cake, and that's small if you are having 100 or less or 80 or less. And you can get various cakes for various prices, of course. You could have someone or if your friends make you a cake, or if you're really into it, you could make a cake, or if your fiance slash husband is a baker, like my friend Christy, maybe he can make the cake. Who knows? Anyway, if you want to have someone bake it for you, there are various places that you could go. You could go to a local baker. You could go to, of course, one of those big box stores, and you'll get either a plain yellow cake or a plain chocolate cake, and those would all be under or less than $100. Now, if you go to a baker, they can range on the low end from $350 to $8,000, and I have name covered that gamut. And again, you can give me a call at 646-504-8067. Now, even though you're having this amazingly small wedding and or party, you're still going to need a checklist. You might think I'm crazy about that. And with that checklist, I suggest wholeheartedly that you also have a wedding planner or a wedding coordinator to keep everything going on in flow. Because even though you're still having a small wedding, and even though that seems like it's an added expense, it keeps you from going crazy. It keeps your headache away. And the coordinator slash planner is your buffer from everybody who's asking you questions. You can always just refer it to your wedding planner coordinator. And if you don't have one, again, my name, Charlena Pearson Fuelshop, I would be very happy to help you coordinate, plan your wedding. And again, you can contact me at by email cpf@budgetweddingnyc.com. The checklist is there for you to keep the flow of the wedding going. I stress that you really do need a coordinator or a planner, but if you decide not to have one, the checklist will help you know where everything is. However, if you're having if you're having a small ceremony or a small reception, thereby you're possibly not having a whole slew of wedding party people who can help you, I would suggest that you get a coordinator or a wedding planner to help you out and to keep your checklist going along smoothly. Someone who's not living and dying for your wedding in terms of the things that happen along the way from parents or friends or even the vendors, it doesn't impact you. That's what you want. You want to have a nice, calm wedding and or party. Alrighty, so now destination weddings. I spoke to a very nice young man named Nick Berry, and he was on destinationweddings.com. I can plan one, of course, but this is their business. He offered to me the best, after I asked him some questions, of course, the best destination wedding locations. In the Caribbean, they are Mexico, Jamaica, Dominican Republic, and also I would add Canada. And if you don't want to go outside of the states, I would also add Washington State, Portland, Phoenix, and Washington State, you know, all over Washington is beautiful. Portland, Oregon, Phoenix, Arizona, Washington, D.C., and anywhere in the Poconos. And now is a great time to go to the Caribbean, and not on a cruise, but flying in would be now until November. And Canada, you can go to, actually, if you want to go to a place that's very much like New York, maybe a little bit cleaner, not sure of that at this point, but anyway, it would be Toronto, and then you also have a bit of, you'd have French speaking and you feel like you're in Paris and you don't have to go to Paris. You're in Paris in Toronto. Or you could go to Nova Scotia. I've met some beautiful people who were from Nova Scotia when I was in the Caribbean. Let me just tell you a little bit about what you could do if you were in Mexico, Jamaica, or the Dominican Republic. As you know, they all have beaches, so you could go swimming, snorkeling, or just lie on the beach, and they all mostly have crystal clear water. I would say that the Jamaica probably has the most beautiful crystal clear water that you can see below the surface of the water. Having been there, that's what I do recall. Now, in the regions in Mexico that you could travel to are many, actually. There's Acapulco, Cabo, San Lucas, Cancun, Cozumel, Huatulco, Isla Mujeres. I have friends who went on their honeymoon there. They said it was absolutely lush and beautiful and slow-moving and just what they needed. It's Ixtapa, Manzanillo, Mazatlan. Although Mazatlan, for when I was in college, that was the place to go for spring break. So I don't know. Anyways, Merida, Mexico City, Puerto Vallarta, Riviera Nayarit, and San Miguel de Allende. I just wanted to do my Spanish accent, obviously. And then if I have time, let me see if I have time. For Jamaica, the places that you might want to go are Montego Bay. That's where I was. It was absolutely beautiful. That's where the water is clear blue. Negril, Ocho Rios, Runaway Bay, Treasure Beach, and Westmoreland. And for Dominican Republic, my husband's from Haiti, so Capistrano. So that's the other side of the island. But Dominican Republic, Juan Dolio, La Romana, Puerto Plata, Samana, Santo Domingo are the places to go. And as I said, I would fly in this time of year because there are hurricanes everywhere at this time of year. So you don't want to get caught on the high seas unless you like roller coaster rides on the ocean. I don't suggest it. And let me see. I think that is it. If you do decide to get married on a cruise, which you could do, I know that Carnival Cruise, and this is in my book, New York City Budget Weddings NYC, or New Elegant and Affordable, excuse me, Carnival Cruise Lines has a number of packages that are all-inclusive, and they, of course, include all of the flowers, the bouquet, the aisle runner, everything that you can think of that you might need. They will have it on board for you. The captain or your friend, like me, could perform your wedding ceremony right there on the dock, and then you could say goodbye to your guests, or you could take them with you. It's up to you. But they would have to do it on the dock because it's on the wedding, the marriage license where you can perform the wedding. It has to be in the jurisdiction of your license. No onboard out to sea marriages unless that's a whole other ball game. So anyway, I hope I was able to answer any and all of your questions. If not, then give me a call at 646-504-8067 or email at me at cpf@budgetweddingsnyc.com, and I would be more than happy to help you, assist you, or answer any of your questions. And also, I have business partners or partners with that if you want a male officiant. I partner with both John Canary. He's an officiant. I also partner with the celebrant Kim Kirkley and a minister, Reverend Louis Olivieri, and Reverend Britt Hall. And then, of course, I have various pastry chefs available at varying prices, and flowers by Zinda and other places. Alrighty, so this is Charlena P.F. saying, happy marriage, happy life, and congratulations to Chrissy and Ben again. And thank you for tuning in to Budget Weddings NYC for you. Bye-bye.